The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, June 5th, 2016, is from the book of Zephaniah, chapter 1, verses 4 through 6, verses 14 through 16, and chapter 2, verse 3. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 4 through 6, 14 through 16, and chapter 2, verse 3. I will stretch out my hand against Judah, and against all who live in Jerusalem. I will destroy every remnant of Baal worship in this place, the very names of the idolatrous priests. Those who bow down on the roofs to worship the starry host, those who bow down and swear by the Lord, and who also swear by Molech, those who turn back from following the Lord, and neither seek the Lord, nor inquire of Him. The great day of the Lord is near, near and coming quickly. The cry on the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty warrior shouts his battle cry. That day will be a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of trouble and ruin, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, a day of trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the corner towers. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what He commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 4 through 6, verses 14 through 16, and chapter 2, verse 3. Sunday, June 5th, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Zephaniah 1, 4. I will stretch out my hand against Judah, and against all who live in Jerusalem. I will destroy every remnant of Baal worship in this place, the very names of the idolatrous priests. The name Zephaniah means whom the Lord hid, or whom the Lord sheltered. He was probably a descendant of King Hezekiah, as was King Josiah, in whose reign Zephaniah preached, 640 to 609 B.C. Because of the sins of the political and religious leaders and people, God was against or opposed to the nation and its capital city. God could not support the kingdom and its behavior because of its rebellion against God. Furthermore, God would destroy all idols, idol worship, and idolatrous priests, which would eventually save the nation after its destruction in 586 BC and its return from exile. Zephaniah 1, 5. Those who bow down on the roofs to worship the starry host, those who bow down and swear by the Lord, and who also swear by Molech. Zephaniah described the sin of going up on a flat roof to worship the stars, moon, and constellations at night. Today, one might think of those who follow the guidance and make decisions by reading horoscopes instead of following Jesus according to the Bible and praying for God's guidance. The other sin is worshiping and making promises by both the Lord and the idol Molech, who demanded child sacrifices. God deserves and demands our exclusive worship. We cannot worship God and money, or God and powers that promise success if we follow them too. Zephaniah 1:6. Those who turn back from following the Lord, and neither seek the Lord nor inquire of Him. The Lord also declared through Zephaniah that He would stretch out His hand against those who ceased to follow Him, ceased to seek Him, and ceased to seek His guidance and holy way of living. Turning from God to include following idolatrous ways and teachings will lead to the exclusion of God and all His teachings from one's life. Those who have turned from God will eventually live completely apart from God, though they may continue some religious practices, as did the false priests and prophets who heard Zephaniah preach, and they will experience the consequences of God justly being and working against them. Zephaniah 1:14. The great day of the Lord is near, near and coming quickly. The cry of the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty warrior shouts his battle cry. Through Zephaniah, God emphasized the coming great day of the Lord, when God would demonstrate publicly for all to see that He is a just and righteous God. Individuals and people will experience God against them if they live against God, and this may lead to some of them repenting of their sins and turning back to God. Through Zephaniah, God warned those who persisted in living against and apart from God that they would suffer in a mighty way when God justly judged and punished a nation by sending an enemy against them, in this case by war and war's aftermath. Zephaniah 1:15. That day will be a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of trouble and ruin, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. God foretold what this day would be like, so some might be motivated to repent and return to faith in God. Their return to faith in God should lead them to obey the Lord exclusively and turn from all idols. If not, they would suffer a day and time when God would be exclusively apart from them and bring suffering upon them as He described. Those who truly turned and trusted God would be protected spiritually and perhaps also be shown a way of escape from that dark day of distress. Zephaniah 1:16. A day of trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the corner towers. The day of the Lord was experienced by the nation of Israel, the northern kingdom, in 722 BC. But the nation of Judah, the southern kingdom, continued down its idolatrous path and ignored the true prophets and their lessons from history until God destroyed the kingdom in 587 BC. Once again, the day of the Lord came upon Jerusalem in 70 AD when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. But those who followed Jesus' warning escaped physically and spiritually. The book of Revelation describes the final great day of the Lord, when God makes all things new and separates the righteous from the unrighteous forever. Zephaniah 2:3. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what He commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility, Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. God issued a universal call to repentance and faith, and included a promise for all times and places. When God judges a nation and people, those who have trusted and obeyed Him may be protected physically as well as spiritually. If not, they will inherit eternal life because of their faith in Jesus. See John 3:16. The promise in Zephaniah points to the results of faith in Jesus Christ and the life of a follower of Jesus. Christians live humbly. They obey their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They seek righteousness. See the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapters 5 through 7. They will be sheltered by God throughout eternity, even though they may suffer a little while when living within disobedient nations and among disobedient people. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Do you think God still stretches out His hand against evil or disobedient nations today? Give a reason for your answer. 2. What are some of the events in the life of a nation or people that might indicate God's hand is against them? 3. What are some contemporary idols that some who practice going to church might serve? 4. What are some ways Christians can truly seek the Lord and inquire of Him? 5. What are some of the efforts God made and makes before the day of the Lord to help people avoid the horrible judgment that He brought and will bring that day? International Bible Lesson: The Way to Escape God's Anger. Sunday, June 5, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Zephaniah 2:3. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what He commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. God's message through the prophet Zephaniah fits His name, for Zephaniah means whom the Lord hid, or whom the Lord sheltered. God wants people to know how to be hidden, sheltered, and saved on the day of the Lord's anger, which may be coming again very soon upon the earth. God sent Zephaniah to help people who were suffering, as many people are today, from political and religious leaders and people who were corrupt, idolatrous, and treacherous. Through Zephaniah, God warned that the day was coming very soon when He would save His people by removing these evil leaders and people from Judah and Jerusalem. And God did so when He sent the Babylonians to destroy the nation and capital in 587 BC and took many of them into captivity in Babylon. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And another day of the Lord's anger against corruption, idolatry, and treachery will soon come upon the earth in order to save God's people. Graciously, through Zephaniah and Jesus Christ, God has shown the way to escape that day. First, seek the Lord and His righteousness. Jesus said, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness." Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Second, be humble and seek humility. Jesus said, "Those who humble themselves will be exalted, and blessed are the meek," or humble, for they will inherit the earth. Matthew 23:12 and Matthew 5:5. Third, do what the Lord commands. Jesus said his commands lead to eternal life, and you are my friends if you do what I command. John 12:50 and John 15:14. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.